Nolte, former comedian Jon Stewart rips CNN for Tyre Nichols footage. By Jon Nolte on February 2, 2023. Former comedian Jon Stewart is angry at former news outlet CNN for rerunning the horrific footage of five Memphis police officers beating Tyre Nichols. 3 days after the footage was recorded, Nichols died. As a result, seven officers and three emergency responders have been relieved of duty. Five of those officers have been officially charged with murder. Anyway, so Stewart, who's reduced to sitting in what looks like a basement apartment yelling into a microphone, is, like, super upset with CNN. Are they playing it like wallpaper? Stewart asked. Are they doing that thing where it's in the box and the announcer is talking about something else and you're just seeing it over and over again? They're playing it like Fox plays spring break footage, Stewart continued. Like it's just on the loop and now it's like they're talking about something else, but the girls in bikinis are still dancing. Stewart then said it was becoming numbing before noting how CNN first aired the footage with a disclaimer about the graphic nature of the video before rolling it, like it's a Vine. Language warning. One of his writers then says that because the Tyre Nichols protests weren't violent, a statement that is fake news, the energy toward the story dropped by 50% on Monday. Poor Jon Stewart is either too dumb or too dishonest to add two and two. CNN ran and reran the footage hoping for nationwide violence. CNN is only happy when black neighborhoods and businesses are being ravaged, burned, and looted by the Democrat Party's brown shirts in Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But then, because the violence wasn't as bad as CNN hoped, thanks primarily to Nichols' gracious parents, CNN lost interest and moved on to committing other acts of evil. Something else the former comedian will never acknowledge is that Democrats run Memphis unopposed. Democrats run the Memphis Police Department unopposed. And these types of things only ever happen in cities run by Democrats. Minneapolis, Ferguson, Baltimore, etc. Oddly enough, out here in Red Magaland, despite the fact racial minorities are outnumbered by 70-90%, despite the fact that we are the ones who are supposed to be the racists, these things don't happen where we live. These things only happen where Democrats govern and live. How about that? But we all know what the former comedian will say is the answer to all this: more leftism. People like Stewart don't care about solutions. Instead, everything is twisted to further the cause of their utopia, which is only possible by way of fascist central authority. CNN is on his side. Stewart is just too stupid to recognize that. Follow Jon Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.